Call it Grocery Shopping 2.0. If you're lactose intolerant, counting calories, or trying to fill your kitchen with gluten-free foods, you'll soon be able to use your smartphone to scan a grocery store shelf and pinpoint items that specifically meet your dietary needs. It's a story by Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Charisse, what's trending?
You know, people really want the convenience and ease that they have when they're on their smartphone or on their laptop when they go to an actual store. And so we've got this new technology that we're supposed to be seeing within the six to nine months at one of these grocery store chains that basically means that when you take your phone, there's going to be certain categories that the retailer has put into their app, like products that don't have nuts or gluten-free or lactose-free. And then you can take your phone, point it at the shelf, and all of the products that meet that dietary need will be highlighted on your phone. So instead of kind of just grabbing the first thing you see because you don't have the time or patience to look at the label, when you're looking for something very specific, that information is going to be provided to you through AR. And again, it just shows how retailers are really having to roll out a lot of innovations to compel people to go to the store and spend time there at a time when it's much easier just to order online.
Boy, it seems like, at least on face value, it would lead to a more efficient shopping experience for the customer.
Oh, I think so. And I think that's something that's very important, especially to millennials and Gen Zers, you know, young people who are used to being able to look at their phone and find out everything they need to know. And so instead of having to spend a lot of time, again, sifting through the products, you know, we all want what's healthy for our families, but let's face it, we don't always have the time or energy to kind of read all the labels and to understand all of that information. And so having something like this at our fingertips is a convenience that I think shoppers are going to really respond to well.
All right, so when you walk down the aisle, you're looking at your phone, you're pointing it at a group of items that you're looking to choose from. Does a company then, like a big food maker, pay for prominence on your phone too?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, technically it shouldn't work that way because the categories that they're highlighting have to do with nutrition. And so it's really based on what is in that product. So a company can't really game the system. I mean, either it's nuts-free or it's not. It's lactose-free or it's not. So it would be hard to kind of manipulate it in that way. You might, however, see some brands that respond to that. And knowing that they'll be highlighted in a particular way, they might make more of an effort to add those types of products to their lineup. So that could affect their behavior in the future.
True. Perhaps maybe throw out a coupon, right? I don't know, 10% off, you know, buy us today.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. I mean, that's actually a good point that you're raising because coupons could be one of the categories that's listed in your phone app. Each retailer can basically tailor the app the way they want. So if they want to offer discounts on certain items, that might be one of the categories that pops up. So if you're looking to save a few dollars that day with your grocery bill, you might click on that and see everything that's on sale. So that's another tweak that they could do.
We're speaking with Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Her piece is called Grocery Shopping 2.0. You'll soon be able to scan store for food that meets dietary needs. It's really interesting. Do we expect all large grocery chains will be rolling this out?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are a lot of different things that are being tried. But, you know, in order to get that to scale, you know, takes a lot of time. And some things are going to be kind of hit and miss. For example, Schnucks, which is a grocery store chain that you see in certain parts of the country, they've got a robot named Pally that actually scans shelves to find out what's missing and what they need to restock on. You've obviously got Amazon Go in San Francisco and Chicago where you don't have to go to a cashier. As you're shopping, everything is registering in your app. You walk out and you automatically pay for it. But whether you can do that on a large scale is still something that's really up in the air. So I think you're going to see a lot of retailers that are trying things. Not every concept is going to make it. But I think some of these things will stick, and in another 10, 20 years, the grocery stores that we go to and see are going to be very different from what we see now.
Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.